Yo, what's that in your hand? Oh, it's just a journal. What's in the journal? Well, I'd like to think of it as a guide. A guide to what exactly? Well, a guide to life.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to Tay's Survival Guide. This is now episode 6. Whew, it's been a journey. But before I start anything, I want to give a big thank you to all my listeners. We finally reached 100 plus plays on the podcast, so shout out to you guys. Thanks for all the support. But today's topic is public versus private, public schools versus private schools, and this is the college edition. Okay, so if you guys are in college or looking to go to college, stick around. It's a lot of information that's going to be told, so let's get it. So private schools and public schools, there's a difference. There's actually a lot of differences, but they're not as you think. So private schools are like, they have a desire for single-sex education, you know what I'm saying, a more flexible curriculum. Like, most private schools are known for it. They're also independently funded. Okay, a lot of people did not know that they are independently funded. Parents and guardians of private schools pay students tuitions. That's a given. Everybody pays tuition, but it goes towards financing the school and amenities. So that is a big difference. Also in private schools, they can design their own curriculum, like I said earlier. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes it more flexible. And it can be an advantage and disadvantage, since, you know, independents can kind of make lower standards. So however you want to take that, however you want to view that, do it. However, private schools on the upside almost guarantee smaller class sizes. They are exclusive and require special admissions. So the test scores and the GPAs and the tests to get in, all required in a private school. They're also more likely to accepting students of minority groups. So African Americans, Asian Americans, you know, minority groups. That is who they advertise for, okay? And a lot of people don't know that, but now you know. Also, their environment is better, okay? So they have better campaigns for anti-bullying, more acceptance of groups, all of that, you know what I'm saying? As a whole, private schools are just more organized, prepared, in a sense. So public schools, on the other hand, you know what I'm saying, most people assume that private schools would hands down be the better school. That's not the truth. Public schools have unique offerings as well, okay? It might not be in the same way or delivered the same way as private schools, but they also have unique offerings, such as, you know, like, you can go to different public schools, like a public charter school, or they have perks of private schools. A magnet school also has perks of a private school, meaning flexible curriculum, exemptions, but the only difference is you don't have to pay anything. It's almost like going to a private school for free, but it's public. You know what I'm saying? They still have the academic standards and competitive admission, but it's a public school. Okay. The biggest perk of attending public schools is saving money. You know what I'm saying? Public schools are free. There's no tuition required. If there's anybody on earth that doesn't like something that's free, you're tripping. You're saving money. You know what I'm saying? Also, public schools, they do have standards. You know what I'm saying? Their standards are much higher teacher wise so what people fail to realize is that in a private school, teachers do not have to be certified. In a public school, they have to be state certified, and special education programs are there. You know what I'm saying? They're there. Not every private school has a program for special needs kids. That's very surprising, don't you think? They're getting all this money, why don't they just make a section for it? You would think, but they don't. So That's just how it is, you know what I'm saying? And also, the biggest perk of all is that they are more diverse. So, my personal experience with this is I went to a public high school. I went to Dr. Henry A. Wise, and that's located in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. That is where I'm from, right in Prince George's County or PG County. That's where I went. Wise, I loved it, okay? I loved it because it was so diverse, and it was a lot of stuff that I learned in there that I don't think I would have learned in private school. And what I mean by learn is I'm not talking about education, I'm talking about life, okay? So there's a lot more stuff that you're exposed to in public school than you are in private school, okay? So I'll give you an example. The characters in there, as I said, is more diverse. There's so much diversity in public schools that you'll get a feel or grasp for so many different personalities. So you got goofballs, people who's goofy as shit, people that are stuck up. You might get your bougie crew. You got people that's chill. You got people that's over the top. You got people that do too much. Huh, you really got people that do too much. But you also got, you know, people that's loud, people that's quiet. You got so many people, so many characters to meet in a public school. You know what I'm saying? Not everyone is the same. In private school, it can be the same element, but everybody ends up having the same tendencies, and it's because it's a smaller group. You know what I'm saying? It's a smaller group of people in private school than it is in public. So my experience, I went to a public school. I love public school. I feel as though it helps you grow a little more, okay? I think you build more character in a public school than you do a private school. That is just my personal opinion, okay? So when you are deciding on a college, right? We just went over the differences of public and private institutions, like of colleges. So this is how public universities work, okay? So a public university is a university or college that is in state ownership or receives significant public funds through a national or subnational government, okay? So that means they are, you know, funded by the government. Like, they get the government assistance that they need. That's what public schools are. That's how they are funded. Private schools are different. Private universities are not operated by the government. They have tax breaks, public student loans, and grants, okay? But depending on their location, okay, and again, depending on the location, they can be subject to government regulation. So depending on where the college is, if it's private, it could be governed by the state, but that does not mean they are operated by the government. That is the biggest difference between public and private university. So I went to both. I went to a private university my freshman year out in Cincinnati, and it sucked, okay? Private universities was not for me. The rules that they had installed into that school, I really didn't agree with as a person. You know, I'm a freshman. I'm thinking college, parties, alcohol, girls, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking all that. Like, it's going to be fun. This is great. I'm out of state. I'm nowhere near my family. I don't even care at this point. I get to live, be independent. Up there, wasn't none of that. It was a Christian school. We had church almost, three times a week, I want to say. Like, three times a week. And it was required. I misspoke. It wasn't called church. It was called chapel. Same thing. But chapel. We had chapel three times a week. There was no visitation. Our homecomings was separate. You couldn't do nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is the type of operation that they were running down there. So up here, Frostburg State University is where I go now, currently in my junior year. This is a public school. They have their rules, but it is on you to follow those rules, okay? So what I mean is, they actually let you be an adult, okay? You make those adult decisions. Those adult decisions get you either in trouble or you can do the right thing. Choice is yours. The motto is, we gonna make money regardless whether you do some dumb shit or not. So if you want to get kicked out, we still got your money. If you want to stay in, we still got your money. Either way, they good, okay? They might lose a student, but they ain't losing no money. On the other hand, your pocket's hurting, your parents' pocket's hurting, you done wasted a year of school, and it goes on the record, okay? So be careful what you do in college, kids, okay? Just for the heads up, be careful. But up here, yeah, it's more freedom. Like, I think that's the biggest thing about the school in Cincinnati and the school I'm at now. Freedom. That's biggest thing. So there are four key differences between private and public. Okay. Key differences is cost, environment, opportunities, and financial aid. Okay. So right off the back, public school is actually cheaper than private school. That's really not a surprise. They also offer more like financial aid in a sense. Some schools can be very stingy with their financial aid, and if you go to one of those schools, you can feel my pain because you might have thought that you deserved more money than you got. Long story short, they can do whatever the hell they want to. It's their money. They giving it out to you. You not giving it to them. Be like that sometimes. But private schools are cheaper. The environment of a private, not private school, I'm sorry, public schools are cheaper. The environment of a public school is kind of different as far as a private school. Private schools are actually more prepared for certain things, such as anti-bullying and stuff like that. Public schools, I mean, the environment can be good. It really still depends on what school you go to. You can go to a great school that's in the middle of the hood. Okay, you can go to a dirty school that's in the middle of a really nice city. It can go either way. It really depends on what school you choose. Okay, so cost, environment, the opportunities are much different. So private school opportunities tend to be more up there than a public school opportunity. So what I mean by that is you'll have better internships at a private school than a public school. Okay, like the opportunities after, like postgraduate opportunities coming from a private school that's very prestigious, you're held to a higher standard than you are coming from a public school. That's just how it is. Okay, so those are the key differences between the two. Now when it comes to deciding which school you want to go to, okay, this is my message to you guys as a college student that's been to both. It really depends on the person that you are, okay? The conditions that you like to learn in, the environment that you like to learn in. Who do you want to be around? You know what I'm saying? Do you tend to be around more diverse people, or do you tend to be around one similar race, one similar gender? It really comes down to how you feel about college, okay? So you make those choices. In order to do that, you got to make sure you set yourself up for success and not failure, okay? So what you want to do is you got your college list. Okay, you get your college list, you write down the pros and cons of each one, compare each one, really take this serious because it can come down to it. And what you want to do is you want to take the tours, you want to take the trips, you want to make contact with people that go there. You want to do all the necessary steps for you to be secure in your selection. Okay, so that's what it comes down to. You want to make sure that you're comfortable with the college that you chose, and you also don't want any surprises. That's why you take the tours and the trips, and you make the contact. My best advice I can give you guys when it comes to making contact is talk to an actual student that goes there currently. Okay, don't talk to someone that has graduated, been a graduate of like 5 years, or an advisor that works there, because their job is going to be to sell you the school. Okay, they can sell you dreams. Nobody wants a dream sold. It's your future is at stake. You don't want to be sold a false dream for your future. You think it's something and you get there and it's not. Okay, that's not something that you want. You want to be as sure as possible that this is the school for you. This is a perfect fit, almost like Cinderella's shoe. It only fit her shoe. This school only fits you. That's it. That's all. That's the bottom line. You want to make sure that you're comfortable. So take those steps. Take it very serious when choosing a college and have fun. Make the best of it. Okay. Make the best of where you're at. Because once you're comfortable, you're going to end up having a lot of fun and more fun than you think. Granted, you're independent. You're out there on your own. Family not around. Do whatever the hell you want to do. That's where most of your growth is. You really get to learn about yourself in college. So I'd rather learn about myself in a comfortable area or environment than a uncomfortable one, because I will not learn anything but what I don't like. Okay, and That's what happened in Cincinnati. I learned exactly what I didn't like at a college. I got to Frostburg. I learned exactly what I like at a college. The only downside to this school is I'm here during a pandemic. That's really it. So take those steps. Take this knowledge. Apply it. Make sure that you are comfortable in your selection. Okay? That is my message to you guys. So this is the end of episode 6. Okay? In episode 6, again, thank you guys so much for 100 plus plays on the podcast. There's a lot more coming, more entertainment, a lot of more features coming. Just stay tuned, stick around. I'm glad to have y'all. I'm very thankful. Okay, so I'll catch you guys next time. Make sure y'all stay safe.